marvelous ones here on NTNRadio.com. I'm not sure what Fernando was trying to do with two purple spoons, but I'm going to give him the win.
They're Wednesdays from the Frosties.
I can't tell. There's so much light shining on them. They just look...
Well, it doesn't really say Wednesday on them. It has the crow on the skull.
Frosties? Is that a new rock group? I don't know about
Maybe Wednesday in the Frosties.
The rapping. I don't know. Anything Wednesday I like, so there's that. Okay. Spoon of Gloom.
Spoon of Gloom.
It's delicious, by the way. I give it a thumbs up.
I have to go to Wendy's and try it.
You might have to. The Wendy's have had a couple swings and misses over the years. Like last year, they had triple berry. Yeah, it was just like goop, sugar goop with their ice, the frosty. But you can try it. I enjoyed it. It's basically the vanilla frosty, and they put cherry goop on it, so it's supposed to look like blood.
Okay, I will try it. I like blood. I mean, worst case scenario, I could just put real blood in.
Like voodoo chicken blood or the blood of 12 virgins? What
blood,
like,
of his enemies?
How do you find 12 virgins? Anyways,
I'm not gonna go down
this
that.
Here's a marvelous one. We have a couple peacemakers to make up and talk about, and then we have Star Trek
the finale.
I have some thoughts on that, which probably won't be popular on this show.
Uh oh.
All right,
well, let's just start with that.
You want to start with Star Trek?
Yeah.
Start with Star Trek. Yeah, because Peacemaker's too, so it'll go lengthier.
This is the first time, and everybody knows I'm a much bigger Star Wars and Star Trek fan, but I have went and done my diligence except for STD. I punted on that. I've went
Absolutely.
Back and watched
you weren't
all
the, only
the
one.
Old shows. I've watched all the old movies, and this was, to my feeling, the first actual Star Wars that wasn't really based in
Star Trek.
I mean, Star Trek that wasn't based in like sci-fi.
Really?
I thought the whole, like, they had me on the, oh, it's ingrained in our memory how to beat the evil Vesco, whatever they called him.
Evil entity.
Entity, Vespas. Right? Vescus, right? That's fine. I'm like, oh yeah, guy had some really medieval stuff. Imaginary flashbacks, past and future about love.
I get that.
And for now the viewers, the listeners, I was making a
he was gagging
finger
himself.
In the mouth gagging thing. That was terrible. That was straight up wokeism out of the COVID era. That wasn't sci-fi. That wasn't exciting. It wasn't good. It was the worst Star Trek Strange New World episodes ever.
Wow.
Terrible way to end the season, because I'm like, oh my God, what if they start season 3 like that? And it was just terrible. And it didn't even make sense. Anyways.
Well, the sense of it was that she was able to give them a life that neither of them would ever have. And now he has the memories. It's like kind of reminiscent of when Captain Picard learned how to play that flute, because he learned that entire, he lived an entire life in that other civilization in a few seconds. So it was kind of like that. And it didn't really do anything for me. It was a little tear jerky, but
I didn't even think it was tear jerky. It was terrible. I was crying because I had to watch it, not because it was emotional.
Well, I don't know about that.
Did you freeze up, or are you just being quiet?
He froze up again.
Him and his,
he's got to get some better equipment. But anyway, I kind of agree with you in that it was not a good way to end the season.
I mean, that's a good way to end a show, because that was terrible.
It wasn't all that good. But, Fernando's back. So yeah, my whole feeling about it is probably near the very bottom one or two. At the moment, I can't think of anything worse.
I would have expected that out of the STD writers.
Well, there are probably some of them on here. I hope not, but there probably are.
Fernando, you got any thoughts on that episode?
I got two. Well, I'll start, and I'm not sure where to start. Well, I'll ride the coattails of you all. I enjoyed it in that particular part you despised. if only because I have been doing my own amateur personal research into physics and looking at interdimensional space. So it's aligned with a part of sci-fi, if not like actual science exploration right now. Because we're talking about getting to Mars, going from here and like getting Andromeda, and it takes forever when actually there's potential where, you know, we're actually in different dimensions sitting on top of countless ones right now. Anyway, I don't go way too off on that. The bigger news is, I'm just going to make up word where I believe that, I forgot the word I told you, Phil, a few days ago, but I do believe that Warren is a dinklewopper, or I'll go Bugs Bunny. He's a moron or an imbecile. Where you broke my heart last week, Warren, saying that there's only one more season and it was only 6 episodes, right? Oh crap! Did I freeze? No.
No, you guys were like stunned.
I looked it up. Let me talk, because I'm not gonna let you steal my lightning thunder. I looked it up. There's a whole other season next year, 10 episodes, and then another season after that of 6 episodes. We have 16 episodes in 2 years. In 2027.
Warren is a dinklewopper.
There it is. I don't
know if that's a real word.
Aren't we in season four now?
We have a full other season, 10 episodes coming in the summer of 26, and then 6 episodes in 27.
Well, they've already filmed them, so let's get them out of here.
Don't you dare pull a political, well, the statistics show the murder rates are down, and to tell that to the 50 people died.
Where'd you get your news from, CNN?
Okay, maybe I messed that up.
That hurt me. I read that. Oh, I fumed. With Warren was burning in my mind. Mace Windu'd on that, man. I was like, yeah, that was cruel and unusual punishment. We have a full season ahead plus a half season. Yes, they have filmed the next season already. Okay,
Not
even close to making it for it. But there's a whole other season plus a half season. I get more Nurse Chapel. You took Nurse Chapel away from me. I'm an ugly cry. We were just starting to reconnect.
Oh, you just triggered something. Nurse Chapel in the original show, she finds Colburn again. And I had forgotten that until they kind of queued it up in that last episode. You know, because he goes away and he's starting to study all these ancient civilizations, and they lose contact with him. So they set up, so in the original show, that Nurse Chapel reconnects with him, but he's an evil effer then.
You see, this,
he's kind of evil now.
They're going the wrong direction. She gets lonely because he's so far away. Spock is right there, and she walks in on him and sing, and then, you know, nature has
don't be lonely, join us.
I'm just saying, there
let
could be
a
whole other
mind meld us there, all.
We could turn another corner, and then, you know, fans forever in life.
They need to do something to make up for this episode.
Best episode.
Yeah, that would be a good way to make up for that this last episode.
Wins all BS.
No, hey, well, the scene I prescribe, well, a win, it's a clean win. It washes everything away.
Yeah, I agree.
Saying that love wins all BS was like, argh.
And you take a step back, Spock is nailing all the smo shows. He had Uhura and the other J.J. Abrams. He's with all the lady honeys. He had a fiance.
They're turning
at the beginning.
Spock into Captain Kirk, and I think that's cultural appropriation, and I'm not for that.
I gotta write it as a possible title for tonight's show, cultural appropriation.
As long as they still got, you know, because they, you know, Spock did the mind meld with Kirk, so Kirk's like, well, that Orion thing,
maybe,
don't judge.
We've always
so
blamed Kirk
bit.
For being a total creeper. Maybe it was with the stuff he got out of Spock's mind.
It's a new generation.
Spock could have been like, you're going to be a man whore across the universe and take all the blame by banging all the women.
I think that's more mind control than mind meld. It's like more like memories.
Same difference. I like that part of the show. I liked all that stuff. And then they did this, I'm the one who can fight them. The science wasn't that you made this so I could fight the Gorn. The science really wasn't there. But then it's like,
believe the science,
fight
Phil.
By love? Love is not fighting science. Love's not science. Love is just, it's like dog poop. You're walking along, you're like, I'm in love. And it's terrible. You can't get it off your shoe and it stinks.
Warren, I believe I think they chose the wrong audience with Phil when they instigated this. Yeah,
this
item
show was not designed to support Phil's life view.
I think the show might have re-grinched him.
I feel like
his heart shrunk three sizes instead of growing three sizes.
Well, I gotta be cold so that I don't end up buying anybody Christmas presents.
Here's the dagger. It's all right. The other ones you bought were pretty crappy anyway. You're doing us a favor.
I'm gonna say this. That was just a terrible solution. I wanted to see. We learned how to fight them by like ripping their heads off and pooping down their neck. Not
I'm with
like
you halfway.
Kisses. And it didn't even fight him. He was just like, blowing hands. Okay.
Down at the end of the day, Phil wants the Gorn to be Godzilla's, and that's how we fight.
Little baby Godzilla.
Is that right? That's what I'm saying. Godzookies. Just a bunch of old midget.
That's what they were in the
midget
original
Godzilla's,
series?
If that's not the right thing to say. Sorry.
That's what they were in the original series.
What? Gorn?
Little baby
Gorn
Godzilla's?
Not exactly. They,
they kind of look like that.
Yeah, they just had the eyes. I need breathing fire, then you're in. If you don't breathe fire, you're meh.
They probably hid the good stuff for him. How do you think Pike's face got all burned up? I don't know.
Well, but anyway, so for the listeners who are injured like I was, I don't know about what's your name again, Phil? We have a whole freaking season ahead. 10 episodes, and then another year later, another 6 to link it up to the OG.
I'm going to tell the listeners something that headed up Fernando, and I have to tell people when they meet us in person. It's like, don't believe Warren's facts.
No,
if Warren says it, check it.
Warren reads
like a news title, and he's like, did you see that? No, because that
I've
was
had,
clickbait.
Let's ground
like,
it. Let's ground it. Listen to Warren's
name,
news.
It would be clickbait.
We got two shows of Peacemaker to get through, so we better get moving.
Well, I'm going to put a button on it. Trust Warren's news like trust Warren's math. That seals the deal.
Well, that'd be any of our math, actually.
So
I know, but you,
Dingle Whopper, are you up to date on Peacemaker?
Well, we're all good, baby. Finally, okay. I'll do more, but I'll just one statement. Finally, they're catching some traction for me. I'm like dug in, and this latest episode, the one that was released, I was like, is a combination. I'll throw back a little bit. Oh, damn, we have the finale of Star Trek, and they left a decent cliffhanger on this one. Maybe because I watched them back to back. I'm like, oh, no, you didn't. Credits, you son of a, you, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, no, don't credit me here. This is, I want to know. And Nurse Chapel. Hardcore, blonde, pretty blonde in sci-fi. Hardcore, just like, she's in the other universe. She, you know, like, you know, Phil, you don't know what it's like to be in love, but I was getting a little dopey. I'm just saying. And I'm done.
Here's what I'm saying is the first couple episodes of Peacemakers.
The first one was horrible.
Second one was like better than terrible, but not a lot. Stop trying to distract us with that. The third one was like, okay, they're building towards something.
But yeah, it started getting a little, then Eagly, you know, then you can bleep me, but little things like, hey, he almost killed titties. Like, wow,
that guy's
so
nickname is saved episode 2.
Huh?
From being his nicknames of his people kind of saved episode 2.
It did. It did.
And then
the whole bird blindness thing, they've strung it out for 3 episodes now.
It's not funny.
You're taking advantage of my disability.
That duck almost killed
the parrot. You told me it was a chicken. I did. I said it was an eagle. That's original. I'll give them that. I've never heard anything like that ever. Like,
I think I'm going to say that at work. I'm just going to look at like a bird, and I'm going to be like, is that a turkey flying up there on the vine? No.
Is that a pigeon, and it's a turkey running across the property?
But
anyway.
Yeah, and they finally got some stuff with some traction, the interdimensional thing. I like the cliffhanger of moving the door worked.
Yeah.
But
was that the big cliffhanger in the latest one?
No. The end was the cliffhanger of whether he goes back to that Hardcore.
Oh, he had the date
in the park.
Yeah. We talk about the scenario as he called up Hardcore. Do we have something to talk about? pretty much my prediction is he's saying he's going to ask her, do we have any chance at all? If she says no, he's gone.
And I don't blame him because
no, but he's being fair. He's being fair. He's not just like Jed. He's not being a Richard and going, oh, this is better. I'm gone. He's giving her a chance. And so my prediction is she's going to give him a nod or something like, you know, this is a trap. They're ready for you. Because if she doesn't, she's in Nurse Chapel territory. That's not cool.
Whoa,
a family. That's team. You don't do that to your team. So Warren, that's betrayal.
Yeah, I think it. I think that in episode three of, you know, because we had two we're talking about. So in episode three, he goes over there and he finds out that he's a hero. Everyone loves him.
Across the board.
He kills, and here's where I think there's going to be a twist in the upcoming episode. He kills a bunch of those Sons of Liberty guys.
Yeah.
And then he comes back to try to find out if this Harcourt really is. Can he have something with his Harcourt, or is he going to go, like you said, or is he going to go back to the other Harcourt? But I think the twist is he's going to find out. Yeah, it's all nice and over there, and he's a hero, but he works for some kind of communist dictator, because the Sons of Liberty are libertarians who want liberty. I think he's going to find out it's not what he thinks is that dimension. Just tossing that out.
Someone is making a okay.
That's for a book of no accountability.
All I got out of that is Warren has moved and joined one of those Minuteman Mark
militias
combine things. Militias.
All
I'm taking is Warren went to Ohio and joined a militia. All right, we understand, Warren.
He's got one of those little ads in those Gunfire Mercenary magazines.
It's not been an invite to see his house. They don't like your type.
Oh, is that the one with the curio that has the white sheets and the little symbolism?
I don't know.
I am not a Democrat.
He definitely
came out. But that's what I think is that he's going to find out the grass isn't greener in the other universe.
I don't see that. I don't see that happening, but it's a possibility. I'll give you it as a possibility.
So if I were to veer into Fernando's brain, I would take Hardcore 1 with me to Universe of Hardcore 2. I'd be like, no, sisters. It's really not that bad because you're the same person.
They're both wins. I don't know if it's worth grading one better than the other.
No, I would make the decision.
I'm just saying Star Trek scenario or Peacemaker scenario. I don't know. Because basically those are twins, but a little more eerie. They're identical, like... Yeah, opposed to for a little variety in Little Chapel,
Other than personality, they're exactly the same.
I like the fact
that he's giving the original Harcourt
a shot.
Yep.
I just want to know if she betrays him or not. That's for me. It's a little question.
Yeah, that's the cliffhanger, right?
She wants her job, or she's going to say F this. He's team. We've had time together. History. I'm not going to.
Like, a job ain't nothing but work.
That's what I'm saying. I want to see which way she drifts. I have a feeling she's going to be good, but that's not a lock.
Yeah, I have a feeling she's going to let him know it's a thing, because also Economos has been doing that. You know, Economos is team before others.
Ginger Red?
Look at Ginger Red over there. It's like, stop calling him. I know it was the other dude. It's like, he didn't like his nickname. Keep it up. We were going to call you like Coco Pansy or something. Like that's
that was like a true thing. Like at work, you like start calling somebody something. They're like, I don't like it. It's like, okay, it's this. No, go back. We have a guy at work. His name isn't even Billy Ray, and we call him Billy Ray because all the other names were. He's like, no, I don't like that. Okay, and then he's like, no, we'll go back to Billy Ray. I'm like, achy breaky heart, bud. Achy breaky heart.
He's with what's her name now, isn't he? Like some smoke show, like Elizabeth Berkeley, or not Berkeley, Elizabeth. Look it up. It's worth looking up.
Billy Ray is banging some hot chick.
Very hot chick. She's of age. I mean, as in like her 50s or 60s. Good. No, I mean like, you know, the comparable to his age.
Feel like we shouldn't have to say that, but.
Well, we have people like God bless his heart, DiCaprio, which you know. I'm not going to judge that.
Elizabeth Hurley?
There it is. I forgot her last name, but yeah.
Really?
They've been a couple for a while now.
Huh.
Yeah, man.
Would never saw that coming.
Exactly. And she's still hot as heck. She's very good. Very good. Chef's kiss. You guys go quiet.
Okay, I got a rabbit hole.
Don't have to rabbit hole it. I'm just saying, just the pictures of them together.
Yeah, you don't have to rabbit hole it. I can just send you links. Come on.
It's in the archives.
Maybe I got to go back to having a mullet. No, I never had a mullet.
Well, he's all like Fabio and stuff now with the beard and the long hair. But yeah, kudos to him. I mean, hey, that's a different whole thing with the daughter and the but great vocalist. So anyway, back to Peace. And how I need to look it up, just simple Google. I either want to say hardcore or like basketball hard court. What is her name?
Court.
Court.
I think it's hard court.
With a T.
Hard court.
And I don't think it's hard. It's hard.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Hard court.
Hard court. That why did Gunn do that to us? That made his girlfriend's
because
name.
That's what he does. Economos.
Economy. Yeah, that I want to say economist, you know, just simple ugly American. But I've noticed he's not he's written all of these, but he's not directed them, because that might be kind of weird directing your wife girlfriend for stuff.
No, you just like listen. You gotta
because then he's
Amelia Harcourt. Harcourt, Peacemaker.
Spell it.
Harcourt.
There's a T? There's a silent T?
Yeah, hardcourt, yeah.
It's like tsunami? What the hell's going on here? What are they doing?
Harcourt, hardcourt.
But is there a hard T at the end? Like
apparently,
saying the other way?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because they call her hardcourt.
Yeah, and once in a while I was like, is that a T? Is it just hardcore? Yeah. So, and I enjoy, I forgot her name. Who's the black woman on the team?
That is Leota.
Is that her name on this?
That's her name on the show. Daniel Brooks is her real name.
Oh, well, I mean, I liked her in Orange is the New Black, and she came over here because, we had a couple from that show, Orange is the New Black, and then Crazy Jane came from that show, too.
Yeah. Hey, you wanted to talk about Eagley a moment ago, but the guy's trying to kill him. His character is called Saint Wild. What is his voice and his mannerisms? I can't place the actor, and I never looked around it up.
He's the guy from
Guardians of the Galaxy. He's the dad.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
With those
other Peter Gunn. And he was in The Walking Dead early on.
Yeah.
Okay. I knew him from somewhere, but I just couldn't figure it out.
I mean, he's been around forever. Like, freaking.
He's the guy that whistled with the arrow, the original guy.
But wasn't he with R.A.P. Robert Redford? I'm trying to think. Who's Butch Cassidy in
the Sundance Kid?
Yeah, I think he starred with Newman. He started with Newman. That's how old he was or dated. He's been around for a while. Let alone, I mean, Guardians of the Galaxy. That's a major character. And I think Walking Dead was a little more prominent.
Michael Rooker.
Yeah, Rooker.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been around forever.
Yeah, he's done a lot of good stuff.
I don't know if I appreciated his Indian dance and the loincloth that much, but other than
that was one of Phil's best parts.
I didn't really appreciate any of that.
But because there was a post-credit scene where he kept eating the Eagle chips.
Yeah, that was funny.
Because did you watch the post-credit?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, because he got into it. He had like a list of 12 different items.
Yeah,
and
cinnamon and bologna.
And then it was a pretty good follow. I was like, that damn eagle's eating better than me. I had caviar in there too.
Economo says, you don't even know what caviar tastes like.
I'm starting to care about the characters again.
Yeah.
And this first episode, I didn't care about nobody.
That I did.
I didn't care about nobody in the first. Now I'm you know, because of the texting and the heads up, Economist, I'm down. And with Harcourt, you know, I'm now intrigued. I'm going to see what call she makes. Chris, I'm starting to a little bit. But yeah, even with the brother, I get a little sentimental. And the guy who's from Saturday Night Live, right? The short black guy with the impediment, the psychological impediment.
I don't know where he's
bird
from.
Blindness.
I don't actually know
him. I believe he's at Saturday Night Live. It's like that era.
Yeah, he is from Saturday Night Live.
So
I've seen him on there before.
I want to look at him as a comic relief character, but he plays a serious enough role where, okay, he could be a director or whatever. I expected somebody a little more tough. And then Rick Flagg Jr. is kind of a wussy office beta male in the office. opposed to more of a, you know.
Well, that's in the alternative thing.
I know.
He didn't get killed by Peacemaker there.
Yeah, so I mean, if you want to say anything, Warren, I'm not in with you. I said it's possible, but I don't think there's the other side. I think it may be more of a spin where Chris has to tell him, I not only, you know, killed him in the other universe, but I just happened to, oops, mutilate the original Chris in this one. I cut him. That's like cut a small up. little skeleton.
That, well, it kind of is going to come out. I think it comes out. I can't think of his best friend's name. Then the Napoleon Dynamite dude.
He's good. He's a nice little quick comic relief.
Yeah, but because he's the one that helped him get rid of the body. And then he was talking about.
It's going to slip.
The portable.
Slipping in Connor.
Yeah, so I think it's going to kind of slip that
way. I mean, it would be a good setup. Say Chris goes into the alternate and, like, all things are good and they accept him. And then it comes down to either a slip from the best friend or he goes, well, what about the other Chris? And then it all unravels.
Yeah. Or they'll catch on something. They'll be like, where is he? And he'll be like, I killed him because.
My recommendation is only after 2 to 8 months of dating the Harcourt in that. Years before you let that somehow slip, or if it does slip, you deny the hell out of it for again about 8 months. The you know, it's almost a teenage boy fantasy, the hardcore in the other dimension. She's like, well, she's totally like, well, if he's changed, you know, I'm willing to go down that. It doesn't happen in real life. That's way too many green flags and open doors. It's going to be more of a coy, shy situation. Are you guys still looking at Elizabeth Hurley?
No, I'm trying to find out the name of the friend.
My gosh. You guys can't see it on the radio internet verse, but their eyes have not been on the screen since they're looking at their other computer screens after I said Elizabeth Hurley.
I kept looking at this character. I'm like, that can't be him, but apparently it is. All right. What? I just, who he was.
I thought you might have found he's been big in another role or something.
I don't know. I didn't get that far into it. No. I just was like, he was in Game of Thrones.
Really? Is he one of those freaking dudes who speaks American, then you see him in an interview, he's got a British accent?
I don't know. I'm trying to find out who he's been in Game of Thrones.
Only Millie gets away with that.
Dickon Tarly. I don't know.
Oh, is he one of the young boys of Cersei's?
I don't know.
Cersei's incestuous childness people?
I don't know. Tarly, weren't they one of the houses? I don't remember.
Too many houses. Tarly? Yeah, too many houses.
Anyways.
Are we done? Are we done with?
I think we're done. We can talk. The show's almost over. We only got like a minute left.
Okay. Well, there's been other rumors about Doomsday, and the MCU's been coming out. Just they're doing all kinds of craziness.
And if you want to watch Superman, it comes out September 19th on HBO.
I couldn't
Max.
Pass that harder. You mean average man? Average man with powers? Screw that show, man.
Average Kryptonite.
Gun whiffed on that hard the more I think about it. As the minutes go by, just who? I saw a clip online of just like even Henry Cavill's character, like, oh, right hook of justice is coming. I mean, he's FAFO. He was down or he's out of the fight. Then all of a sudden, oh damn!
I can't. Here's the bottom line. Oh, damn. I can't see this Superman standing up to the Rock as
Adam.
Black Adam. Right, Henry Cavill. Even though he ain't as girthy as the Rock, I'm like, yeah, he could fight him. But this guy, it's like the Rock's gonna just make him his girlfriend. Rock's gonna be like.
Yeah, I mean, when Henry Cavill's character came in, or even Christopher Reeve, more Cavill, but he comes into the scene, it's over.
You're like James Ross. You're like, business about to pick up. Jim Ross would be like, business about to pick up. Yeah, Slobberknocker's coming.
Yeah, I'm about to kick butt and chew gum, and I'm all out of gum. It's one of those situations. But that's Superman.
There, clickbait, dinkle whopper. Anyway,
I think that should be the title. I know you're not gonna do it. That should be the title.